Hey there, my friends. Welcome back to Stoic Morning, your daily dose of ancient wisdom served up fresh for modern men like us. I'm Jake Carter, your host and personal guide on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Now, life throws curveballs, right? It tests us, pushes our buttons, and sometimes feels like it's out to get us. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a powerful tool that can help us not just survive these storms but actually thrive in the face of adversity? That's right, folks, we're talking about resilience, the ability to bounce back stronger, wiser, and more capable after facing challenges. And the key ingredient? It's not grit or sheer willpower alone. It's something far more profound. Self-compassion. Think about it, friends. We tend to be incredibly hard on ourselves when things go south. We berate our every mistake, dwell on our shortcomings, and let negative self-talk consume us. But that kind of harsh inner critic only amplifies the pain and hinders our ability to heal and grow. It's like trying to fix a broken car by kicking it, not gonna work. Self-compassion, on the other hand, is about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. It's about acknowledging our struggles without judgment, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and reminding ourselves that we are worthy of love and support even when we're not at our best. So, how can we cultivate this powerful inner strength? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them, is crucial. When those negative self-talk monsters start popping up, gently acknowledge their presence, but don't engage with them. Imagine them as passing clouds, interesting to watch, but ultimately fleeting. 2. Challenge your inner critic. Ever catch yourself saying things like, "I'm such a failure," or, "I'll never get this right"? Stop. Recognize those thoughts for what they are. Distorted and unhelpful narratives. Replace them with more compassionate and realistic statements. Instead of, "I messed up," try, "I learned something from that." 3. Embrace imperfection. Perfection is an illusion, folks. Striving for it only sets us up for disappointment and fuels our inner critic. Accept that mistakes are part of the human experience, valuable learning opportunities, in fact. 4. Practice self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is essential for building resilience. This means getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life, no matter how small, can significantly impact your overall well-being. Take time each day to appreciate the good things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind word from a friend, and let those moments fuel your spirit. Think about it. Imagine you're facing a difficult challenge at work, or maybe a personal setback has shaken you. Now picture yourself approaching that situation with self-compassion. Instead of spiraling into despair, you offer yourself understanding, support, and encouragement. You acknowledge the difficulty without judgment, remind yourself that you've overcome challenges before, and focus on what you can learn from this experience. That, my friends, is the power of self-compassion in action. It's not about ignoring our struggles or pretending everything is perfect, it's about meeting ourselves with kindness and understanding in those moments when we need it most. And that's a skill worth cultivating, wouldn't you agree? So, go ahead, embrace your inner critic with compassion, remember that mistakes are stepping stones to growth, and never underestimate the power of self-love. Remember, the journey is not about reaching some perfect destination, it's about showing up for ourselves every single day with kindness, courage, and a whole lot of stoic wisdom. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your life? Share your thoughts and experiences on our social media channels. Let's build a community of supportive men who are committed to living their best lives. And until next time, keep that stoic spirit burning bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.